A federal judge on Monday, January 6th, found Rudy Giuliani, former New York City mayor and close ally of President-elect Donald Trump, in contempt of court. The judge ruled that Giuliani had failed to turn over assets to satisfy a defamation judgment against him. In December 2023, a jury awarded two Georgia election workers, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, $148 million in damages after a judge found Giuliani liable for defamation over false claims that they tampered with ballots in the 2020 presidential election. In October, U.S. District Judge Lewis Lyman ordered Giuliani to hand over personal assets to Freeman and Moss, including his Manhattan apartment, a 1980 Mercedes, luxury watches, jewelry, and cash from two checking accounts. When Giuliani appeared in court in November, his attorney told the judge that he had already turned over several required assets. However, attorneys for Freeman and Moss said the Mercedes and penthouse apartment were still missing. At the time, Giuliani explained that he had applied for a duplicate copy of the car title and had not yet received it. He also argued that he was being persecuted and could not pay his bills. Giuliani missed the initial asset turnover deadline 2 months ago. In court on Monday, lawyers for Freeman and Moss said the Mercedes and Manhattan apartment had been turned over. However, the necessary paperwork to liquidate the assets was still absent. Giuliani also testified remotely about his home in Palm Beach, Florida. He argued it should not be turned over because he considers it his permanent residence. A trial over the property is scheduled for January 16th. In Monday's testimony, Giuliani admitted that he sometimes withheld documents. He believed the requests were either overly broad, inappropriate, or a trap set by plaintiff's lawyers. After the ruling, Giuliani issued a statement saying it was tragic to watch as our justice system has been turned into a total mockery, where we have charades instead of actual hearings and trials. Lawyers for Freeman and Moss did not comment,